you talked about earlier, but here she is. Hi, Uta. You're on WLS.
Hello. I listened to this Mr. Russo, and it was unbelievable how he talked about the German health system.
Well, I'm hearing a German accent from you. What do you know about the German health system?
That it is absolutely inferior from the American health thing. And then he talks about how people get treated and how they got rid of his cancer and all. I just had a girlfriend over there dying from cancer. And anyhow, he all that wonderful health system, they have a private system and they have a national health system.
And let me just clarify something. I never discussed the system. I discussed medical treatment.
Yeah, but the system makes it so lousy.
I don't know.
You must...
Let me just...
One at a time.
I can't discuss the system with you because I don't know the system here.
I think we're
only discussing the treatment.
All right, Uta.
And the treatment depends on what you can pay. For example, the people who are in the forest national health system... The doctors who treat these patients also, they have a regular quota, how many people for different things or so. So they can tell the patients, well, you come back in 3 months when I have my next quota again.
Uta, you know what I'm hearing? You know this system, that system, and you're saying it's a socialized system for the most part, and the quality of health care is just not there. What I'm hearing Aaron saying, though, is there's less government intervention whereby...
Are you kidding?
Well, hang on. Let me hear what I'm... Well, let me finish the point.
Yes.
This is what I'm hearing him say, so that they have more access to various types of alternative medications and treatments. We have more restrictions. That's what I'm hearing.
There's no question. No matter what this woman says. And to me, I'm not discussing the German system, how you pay for health care, how it works, and who's rich and who's poor. I'm only telling you that here in Germany, where I've come, the treatment here is so superior to anything afforded you in the States because it's individualized. They can tell you exactly what kind of chemotherapy you want. They can do targeted chemotherapy. None of that is available in the States to you. It's not available because it's forbidden, and it's available here. So whatever she wants to talk about the system, she may be right. I don't know how it works financially. You know, I'm not part of the system. I'm coming here, I pay my bill, and that's the end of it. So I don't get involved in the system per se.
So it's exactly the way I just described it. And Uta, thank you so much for your call. That if you have the resources, there is no limit or fewer limits in terms of the access that you can have to a variety of treatments.
Yeah, there's much more of a, much more individualized treatment here, if you can pay for it, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, that's what
poor people deal with. I'm not sure.
Okay. Gotcha. Well, we want to talk more, and so do our listeners. 591-8900, a variety of questions, particularly on the tax issue. His new movie, America, Freedom to Fascism, opens right here in Chicago next Friday evening. I'm Deborah Rowe. You're listening to WLS. All right, it's 1:55. Devereaux here on WLS. We're talking with Aaron Russo, and some of what you're hearing Aaron talk about today, I am willing to bet you have heard before, as have I. I think this really does mark the first time, though, that someone has taken the time to produce a film. And from what I've heard from Hollywood over here, Jeff Hackle, a very well done film that contains so much information, very thought-provoking interviews from very credible people on a number of issues concerning a number of things, but including the IRS. So we are appreciative of that. I'd love to be able to have a situation where we can think about things. Aaron, we're going to go up against a break, unfortunately. I would love it if you would stay with us longer, and I promise to everyone holding, we're going to give you a chance to talk with Aaron Russo. He has a lot to say, and it's important information, so... Thank you for sticking around, Aaron.
How long a break do we have?
Tell you what, it'll be a 10-minute break. If you hold on, I'll let Jeff arrange. If you want to go away, just be back in 10 minutes. Thank you, Aaron. Hang on for just a moment. I'm Deborah Rowe, 591-8900 for WLS. It's 210, Deborah Rowe here on WLS, 800-591-8900. We are talking with Aaron Russo, whose new film, America, Freedom to Fascism, opens on Friday night right here in Chicago. Again, I've said this so many times that we have so many people that want to talk with you. With you doing this kind of movie, Aaron, I wonder, have you had any negative feedback from the government?
Well, not really. I mean, I've been in touch with the IRS. I mean, when I made the movie, I called them up and told them I was doing it.
Yeah.
And that I wanted to interview the IRS commissioner and other IRS people. And they wouldn't allow me to interview the present commissioner, but they did arrange for me to interview the previous commissioner, which I did do, and it's in the movie.
Yeah, I'm looking at that was Sheldon Cohen. Yeah.
He was the commissioner. He also wrote the tax code, and he was legal counsel for the IRS. And he's the one who said Supreme Court decisions are inapplicable to the IRS.
I see also you have Catherine Albrecht, who is one of the interviewees that you had in your film. She's a great and very smart lady.
Brilliant.
Yes, she is. Larry, we have people we want to get to, so let's say hi first up to Paul in Chicago on WLS. Hi, Paul. You're on with Aaron Russo.
Hi. Thank you, Deborah.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron, it is such an honor to be speaking with you. Oh, God, what an honor. I want to thank you and commend you for producing this film. You are doing such a great service for the citizens of the United States to help alert them to the truth that's being hidden by our government for so many years. The people really deserve to wake up to know what's going on behind the scenes in our government. And it's just such a wonderful thing that you put so much facts and so much evidence together in such a hard-hitting film that is really, really going to stir up a lot of attention, I believe, the more people see this movie and that it gets out into the mainstream. I believe that so many people will share this movie with others and
Paul, have
it'll
you,
create
Paul,
a domino effect.
Paul, have you seen the movie?
I've seen the movie 4 times.
Wow.
I'm so passionate about this movie. I've seen it in 4 private screenings.
Okay.
Actually, 5. I just saw my 5th yesterday. And
wow.
I cannot get enough of this movie.
You've seen it more than I have.
The first movie in my life. And I hope other people will feel the passion that I feel.
Okay.
I'm talking out of the sincerity of my heart.
Oh, I can hear it. I really, really can. Well, Paul, let me say thank you.
Can I just share this? Because this
quickly?
Is really important. I believe that once people see this movie, they will feel so passionate about this that this is what's going to create such a stir in our society, because when people see something that gives them so much information that can be so hard-hitting, like the effect that this film had on me, it's a very empowering feeling to have all the knowledge and information that we need to have in order to take back control over our government. And this is why I've seen the movie
5 times.
But this is the first time in my life that I've seen a movie so much that I want to actually memorize the movie.
Well, you probably will after a few more viewings. Paul, I need to say thank you, though.
Well, listen, I'd like to say one thing, Paul. I want to thank you very much. You were very kind to me just now, and it makes me feel like all the years I put in to make this movie were worth it when people like you say that to me. And it just means an awful lot to me, and I want you to know that. Thank you.
All right, we're going to go on a roll and continue with more of our callers. Sam is on the northwest side on WLS. Hi, Sam.
How you doing, Deborah?
Good.
Listen, I want to ask this gentleman, is he making any money off of the screening of the movie?
The screening? What do you mean the screening?
Yeah, I mean, in Chicago, if I go to see it, is it being shown to me at cost?
Of course, no. It's definitely
it's
a profit,
right?
Yeah, of course.
Well, why is it okay for you to make profit, but it's not okay for the bank that's taken the risk, sometimes a good risk, sometimes a bad risk, on me to help me buy my house, to buy my cars? Why is that okay?
I never said there's anything wrong with the bank making profit.
And I want to ask you.
Excuse me.
Say I don't own my house.
Did you hear what I just said?
Yeah, I heard you very well. See,
so why are you saying that I said that?
Well, you know what? I think
are you saying I said that?
I'm sorry?
Why are you saying that I said it was immoral for the banks to make a profit when
I
never
said
that?
You said that the banks own my house and that...
That's not what I said. What I said was the federal government pays the Federal Reserve interest to make the money for America when the government can make it without paying them the interest. That's
well,
what
but
I
you said the bank owns my house, and that's like
but
a bad thing.
I then continued on to say, when Deborah said that, you know, everybody owns their own home, we live in a free country, the home of the brave, I said, people don't own their own home anymore. People now mortgage their home to the hilt and look to pay as little as possible. People do not own their home anymore, is what I said.
Well, you know, see, but you...
I never said there was anything wrong with the banks making money.
Well, no, but you said people don't own their homes anymore.
They don't.
See, I look at this country as the first, as an immigrant son, is the greatest place on the planet to live. And now you went to Germany for your treatment. I want to ask you a question. Did you pay for that out of your own pocket?
Well, I don't see where that's your business.
Well, I'd like to know if, number one, if the federal government in any way, shape, manner, or form, through Social Security, through Medicaid, through anything, pay for that. And number two, if you didn't pay for it out of your own pocket, whether you allowed an insurance company to pay for that in any shape, manner, or form.
Let me put you this way.
Sam, let him answer.
You're the one for full disclosure.
Neither the government.
How did you pay?
Sam, hang on. Let him answer.
Neither the government nor Social Security paid for my, or insurance paid for my stay here. I can tell you that.
So you had enough cash saved up over the years?
I'm not getting into my personal...
Well, we already really established it, Sam, when Uta called, that those with resources, she talked about the system itself and how it's not as good as the U.S. His point is that they don't have the restrictions of an FDA to prevent doctors and others from offering you several choices. And then let's leave that there, because we really did address that already. I want to say hi to Alan on the South Side on WLS. Hi, Alan.
Hey there. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Aaron.
Hey, Alan.
I want to tell you about this guy, Bob Kelleher, who was on trial this week. And I heard about him Sunday night, and I just wanted to go down to federal court, watch a tax trial, see what it was like. And I didn't have any side in the case until I went down there. And it was so ridiculous. This guy, he was a union electrician, and he read a book that said you didn't have to pay income taxes. He, every day after work, he started going to the law libraries downtown, researching cases, and he brought out 42 exhibits in the case, saying where the Supreme Court and district court said that the income tax was voluntary, and that the 16th Amendment does not allow for labor on individuals, or to tax, paying taxes on the labor of individuals. And light bulbs, you could see light bulbs going off in the jurors' heads. It was amazing. And I just kind of, I understood the guy's argument, and I was really impressed by it.
So what happened? What was the outcome of that case?
The jury deliberated for 45 minutes, and he was found guilty on all seven counts.
See, I'm thinking when a pro se litigant
was he not? No.
Well, when these individuals go in and they've done their research or they've read a book or two and they say, you know what, I see that there is no law upholding the government's right to take my taxes, they're still going to be found guilty.
That could be, but that's look, let me give you the case of Irwin Schiff. Mm-hmm. When Irwin Schiff was trying to show the jury in his case that there was no law, you know what the judge said?
Hmm.
I will not allow the law in my courtroom.
This guy, Kelleher, he wrote the IRS a bunch of times, and he asked, he said, am I doing the right thing with these cases? Am I right? And the answer came from a woman, I don't remember her name. She wrote a letter saying, we don't need to answer you point by point, and we don't have to share any laws with you on why the IRS is valid.
Exactly.
What did his own lawyer recommend that he do?
I'm not sure. I wasn't privy to...
Mm-hmm.
Well, what happens is people know that the judges tell the juries, I'll give you the law, and you'll follow the law as I give it to you, which judges don't make the law, and they don't have any right to tell that to the jury, make up a law and tell the jury this is the law. Every time the IRS had to show the law in a courtroom, they couldn't do it, and that's why a number of people have been found not guilty. They find people not guilty or guilty. A lot of it depends upon the judge and whether he's honest or not. There is no law. The Supreme Court has stopped it. Okay, the Supreme Court said they can't do this, but they do it anyway because you're living in a police state.
All right, Alan, let me say thank you. Let me grab one more caller before we move on to our last break with you, Aaron. Oscar is on I-55. We're on WLS. Oscar, you're on with Aaron Russo.
Yeah, well, finally. I just want to know where I could get more information on some of these things that he's talking about.
more information, go see the movie.
That's well, I mean, like, do you have a website or anything?
Yeah, the website is www.freedom, F-R-E-E-D-O-M, T-O-2, fascism, F-A-S-C-I-S-M, .com. FreedomToFascism.com. There's a lot of clips on the website from the movie. You can see it. And you learn an awful lot there. But the best thing is, you know, to see the movie because it's all laid out in a logical fashion, and you can you can see the flow of the movie and how it all makes sense. I mean, the IRS gets away with a lot of this stuff because people are afraid. You know, it's truly no different than a mafia protection racket. If somebody from the mafia walks in and says, listen, I want you to pay me $2,000 a month, and I'll make sure you don't get hurt, meaning that if you don't pay him, he's the one that's going to hurt you. That's the same thing with the IRS. Either you give us your money, or we're going to put you in jail.
No, I know exactly what you're saying. I'm experiencing the same thing with the school system. See, because I have two foster kids, and since they're not mine, they threatened to take them away if I didn't put the one on the Ritalin. And I'm like, well, where are my rights? And the only reason I buckled was because I didn't want them to take the kids.
No, you wanted to keep the kids.
You got to keep them on Ritalin.
Yeah.
Which is one of the worst things for the children. And besides that, there's another case just now where a judge just told some kid that he had to have cancer treatment, chemotherapy, which was killing him, and he didn't want it.
We watched that. We talked about that very case.
Oh,
I recall that. Yeah, that was
disgusting.
Yeah, that was pretty scary.
Gods, they don't have any right to tell you how to live your life or what treatments you should take. That's what I'm talking about, fascism. These people in government and these institutions think they can tell individuals what to do with their lives.
All right, well,
it's got to stop.
We have one more segment to go with Aaron Russo. He'll give us more details about the movies and his website and maybe some of the other issues that are brought up in the film as well. 591-8900. I'm Deborah Rowe, and you're listening to WLS. 27, Deborah Rowe here on WLS, and you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to let Jade, who at least she was on the tollway, lead us right back into Aaron Russo with her question. Hi, Jade. Hi.
Well, hi. Wait.
Yeah, you're on the air. Now, that was a great plan that just fell apart there because of her cell phone.
Jade, where are you, Jade?
Jade, I think we've lost Jade because of her cell phone. What Jade wanted to know was where in town can people see the movie, because she believes that unless people see the movie, they won't take action.
I that's probably true.
Mm-hmm.
It's playing at the Landmark Theater on North Clark,
mm-hmm.
and it's also playing at the AMC on Oak Street. And then it's also playing in two suburban theaters, which I don't know the names of offhand. I know they're AMC,
okay,
but I don't know the specific towns. But it will be in the Chicago Tribune tomorrow.
Great.
We're running our first day, and you'll see all the theaters in there. It'll be in four theaters in the Chicago area.
Great, and that's tomorrow's Chicago Tribune.
Yeah, tomorrow's Sunday, right?
Yep.
Yes.
All right. What other hot button, well, they're not hot button because people really aren't talking a lot about them, but what other critical issues do you cover or tackle in your film?
Well, we tackled the fact that by May 2008, all Americans are going to have to carry a national ID card, just like they did in Nazi Germany.
What did you just say?
And by May 2008, all Americans have to carry a national ID card.
How do you know this, Aaron?
It's signed into law. Just read the law.
Now I wish I had to spend more time talking about this. Go on.
You know, and it calls for a reader device on there, and that reader device will be an RFID chip. And even though it doesn't say that, it will be.
Mm-hmm.
It just says a reader device. And then the other thing we're talking about is how people are starting to get chipped right now with RFID chips, and how the RFID chip is what the Federal Reserve wants to bring about, since money is now becoming digitized,
mm-hmm.
they're trying to create a cashless society,
mm-hmm.
where all money is in the digits. And like you know, first it started out with credit cards and debit cards, you know, and the bank ATM cards.
Or like, you can go to the Jewel food store right now, and you don't have to use their swipe card. You can just put your finger right there.
Exactly. That's another step along the way. And what they want to do is put a chip in everybody's hand, an RFID chip. And this is all in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
It shows you. We even have a clip of Senator Biden talking to the Supreme Court Justice Roberts, saying to him, you know, you're gonna have, you know, that these chips are becoming a reality, and you're gonna have to, and you're gonna have to rule on that. You know that, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
About putting chips in people to track them. You're going to rule on that, and we know how he's. We all know how he's going to rule. And but even before they rule on it, it's becoming part of society. There are some places today where you can't get a job unless you're willing to take the chip.
Well,
can't keep your job.
We talk, this is funny. This is not funny, but it is kind of funny. We also had a story we talked about a few weeks ago, maybe a few months ago, actually. But anyway, this guy who owns a company encouraged his employees to take one of these chips, and he said he would be the first one to do it. Come to find out, he had his in his keychain. He wouldn't put his in his body. It was really funny because he stood up and said, this is great for, you know, security and blah, 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 blah. Yet he had employees signing up to get it done, and he had his in his keychain.
Tommy Thompson did the same thing. He said, I'll be the first one to take the chip. He still hasn't taken it.
Yeah, I heard about that, actually.
You know, I mean, so you're having a national ID card. You have, they're putting checkpoints around America so they can stop you wherever they want to stop you and check your IDs. You know, they're giving you chips. All money is becoming digitized. All your money is going to be in that chip. And they can take whatever money they want out of your chip whenever they want to, and you have nothing to say about it. You're a slave. You're going to be at the... And this is all being done because of the Federal Reserve System.
All right.
Central banks.
Aaron Russo, www.freedomtofascism.com. The new movie, America, Freedom to Fascism, opens Friday night right here in Chicago at the Landmark Theater. Also, give us the other theater right here in the city.
The AMC on Oak Street.
The AMC on Oak Street. And tomorrow, check your Chicago Tribune in the, forget what section it is, where all the movies are. You'll read the first ad right here in Chicago. Aaron, as always, thank you, thank you, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Deborah. It's been my pleasure. I always love to talk to you.
Likewise.
So open-minded and fair-minded.
Thank you.
And I thank you. And to the people of Chicago, I say thank you. Please see this movie because it will change your life. You'll see things with such a clear vision that you've never seen before. And it'll help change your belief systems and help you learn the truth about what's happening in this country and where we're headed.
All right. I'll be checking it out on Friday myself. Aaron Russo, thank you, sir. Have a great day.
Blessings to you.
You as well. All right, David Jennings over in our newsroom. What'd you think about that interview?
I don't have much to disagree with.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Let's just say that I've had some questions and doubts about the game and how it gets played and who's playing it. George Carlin has the line, it's a big club and you ain't in it.
David, in our newsroom, David.